Parshat Ki Tetzeh contains a tremendous number of mitzvot. As you'll see tonight, mitzvot Aseh and mitzvot Lo Taseh, chock full of mitzvot. I want to talk tonight briefly about one unusual mitzvah. Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Yutet, Ki tiktzor ki tzircha b'sadecha. You're harvesting your field. V'shachachta omer b'sadeh. And you had bundles of wheat in the field, and you collected the bundles, and you brought them to the threshing place. And you left one bundle behind. Lo tashuv l'kachto. You can't go back and take it. You have to leave it for the poor people. And then the Torah tells us, and Hashem will bless you in all that you do. Now this is very unusual. Because if you think about it for the moment, almost all mitzvot that we perform and we get rewarded for, we perform consciously. We perform consciously. But you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of shichicha with kavana. Because if you intentionally leave it behind, it's not shichicha. You didn't forget it. If you can't intend to forget it, then it's not forgotten. So the only way you can be mekayim this mitzvah, if you didn't intend to do it. And Rashi points out, L'man yivarechacha, va'af al pi shabat liyado shalo b'mitkaven, even though you were mekayim this mitzvah unintentionally, you couldn't have planned it, you're going to get rewarded. Kal v'chomer la'ose b'miskaven. Certainly, how much more so for somebody who does a mitzvah b'mitkaven. And then for those of us who are prone to lose things here and there, Rashi gives us some consolation. Emor me'ata, from here we can see. Nafla sela miyado. A coin falls out of my pocket. I had change in my pocket and I lost it. It fell somewhere. I don't know where it is. Umitzah ani umitpaneis ba. And a poor person finds that coin. Harei hu mitbarech aleha. I get rewarded for it. What do you mean? I didn't intend for the coin to fall. In fact, not only didn't I intend for the coin to fall, when I find out that the coin fell out of my pocket, how do I feel? Rotten. How could I have lost the money? Why do I always lose money? I feel bad. I hope, and I really hope, that I wouldn't have lost the money. Doesn't matter. If a poor person finds that money, I get a mitzvah, and I'm going to get rewarded. But I didn't want to do the mitzvah. I wanted my 10 shekel. Doesn't matter. I'm going to still get the schar. Question is why? Not only did I intend to do the mitzvah, in hindsight I would have hoped that I would have never done that mitzvah. I didn't want the money to fall out of my pocket. Why am I going to get rewarded? I didn't want to leave the bundle of wheat behind. I wanted to take it to the threshing place. I needed that wheat. But if I left it behind and the yoni picks it up, L'man yivarechacha Hashem Elokecha. Why? Explains to Rav Pam Zatzel, Rosh Yeshiva of Torah V'das. He answers the question with another question. That's how we answer questions in the Yad. Gemara Masechet Kiddushin tells us, Schar mitzvah b'hai alma leika. you don't get rewarded for mitzvot in this world. You get rewarded for mitzvot, but not in this world. Where do you get the reward? In the next world. In the next world you get rewarded, but not in this world. But 1 second, raise your hand and ask me. Just this morning, I said a braita, or based on the braita, Eilu dvarim shadam ochel peiroteim b'olam hazeh, v'akeren kayemet l'olam haba, kibul avayim u'gmilut chasadim, v'ashkamat beit ha-midrash, achrit v'arvit, v'achnasat orchim v'vikoch alim, v'achnasat kalal v'yatamet v'yontvila v'avad shalom v'inodam l'chaver, v'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. It says, Eilu dvarim shadam ochel peiroteim b'olam hazeh, I eat the fruits of my labor in this world. I get rewarded. How could you, Gemara, tell me schar mitzvah b'hai al malaika, that there's no schar mitzvah in this world? I get rewarded for certain mitzvahs. Explains Rav Pam, based on the Prima Gaon, there's a distinction between two types of mitzvot. Depends whether you're doing a mitzvah bein adam lamakom, or you're doing a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru. If you're doing a mitzvah bein adam l'makom, there's no schar mitzvah in this world. But if you're doing a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru, there is schar mitzvah in this world. Why? The Gemara tells us that if a person does a mitzvah 100%, and later he regrets doing the mitzvah, it's as if he didn't perform the mitzvah. So if I come along, and on Sukkos, I take my lulav and I shake my dalet minim, and then I come a week later, a month later, a year later, and I said, that was stupid, that was ridiculous, I'm very upset, I wish I would have never shaken that lulav, it's as if I never shook the lulav. And therefore, there's no schar mitzvah in this world. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to give us schar, and a month later or a year later we regretted what we had done, then we didn't deserve that schar. So when can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the schar? Only in Olam Haba. If I leave this world not having regretted the mitzvot, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give me the schar. But so long as I'm alive in this world, who knows what I'm going to think of tomorrow? Maybe tomorrow I'll change my total perspective on Yiddishkeit. I'll regret all the good deeds that I did, all the mitzvot. If it can't be schar in Olam Hazeh, it has to wait till Olam Haba. But that's only in mitzvot bein adam lamak. In mitzvot bein adam l'chavero, even if I later regret it, it doesn't matter. I still deserve the schar. Why? Very simply. Because my fellow human being benefited from my mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru. Whether I regretted it or not, it doesn't matter. If I went and I did bikur cholim, and I took care of somebody who was sick, and I cheered them up a little bit, and the next day I say, ugh, I wish I hadn't gone. Because I went, I missed this, I did that, I wish I hadn't gone. It doesn't matter. Because I cheered up my friend. I helped him up. The fact that I regretted cheering him up doesn't take away from the fact that I helped them. If I gave money to tzedakah, and it helps poor people, and later I say, ugh, I should have taken a vacation. Should have gone on a cruise instead of giving the money to tzedakah. Why did I give the money to tzedakah? I wish I would have never done it. But the poor people were helped anyway. And therefore, when it comes to dvarim, bein adam l'chavero, the person can get schar in olam hazeh. Eilu dvarim shadam uchel peiroseim ba'olam hazeh. He's also schar in olam hazeh. When it's bein adam l'chaver, you can also get schar in olam hazeh. And therefore, if we go back to the mitzvah of shichacha, we go back to the coin that falls in my pocket, It fell from my pocket, and I'm upset that it fell from my pocket. I wish it would have never fallen from my pocket. I didn't want it to fall from my pocket. I didn't want it to go to the hands of the Ani. I wanted to use it. Doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to bless me. Why? Because through my inaction, or my klutziness, or whatever it is, my forgetfulness, a poor person was helped. I help you help the poor person, learner. You're going to get rewarded. But I didn't want to help the poor person. Doesn't matter. You help the poor person, you're going to get rewarded. And that's why, even when it's unintentional, even if I regret it, I still get schar from my benodam lechavera. They can come along and ask me one second. That right that we say in the morning, Eilud Varim She'in Lahem Shiur. There are quite a number of Ben Adam Lechaveros in there. Kibbut Ava'im, Gmilut Chasodim, Achnasat Orchim, Bikur Cholim, Achnasat Kalal, Vayetameit, Havar Sholem Ben Adam Lechavero. But there are a couple that don't sound like Ben Adam Lechavero to me. Iyun Tfila, Talmud Torah. Some of these are ben adam lamakom, no? Explains Rav Pam, they're ben adam lamakom, but they're also ben adam l'chaverim. Because when I daven, I don't only daven for myself. Every time I daven, I always daven in the plural. Refa'inu Hashem b'nei rofe, slach lanu, Re'eva anyenu. T'kabe shofar gadol l'cheiroteinu. I daven for myself, but I daven for everybody as well. So if my davening is good, yes, that's a bein adam lamakom. But it's also a bein adam l'chaveru. And what about my learning? My learning isn't that a bein adam lamakom? Yes. Chazal tell us that learning is protective. The more that Am Yisrael learns, the greater protection we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every pasuk that I learn, every halacha that I learn, every time I open up a sefer and I learn, it's, yes, it's my Bein Adam Lamaka, but I am also contributing to Am Yisrael as a whole. And therefore it's also Bein Adam L'chaveiro. And on the Bein Adam L'Chavero part, I can get rewarded even in this world. Why is it that the language of the writer, Mishnah, is Eilu Dvarim She'Odam Ochel Peiroteyem B'Olam Hazeh V'Hakeren Kayemet L'Olam Haba? The main reward is still going to be in Olam Haba, but in this world we get the Peirot, we get the fruits of our labor. Why is that so? Rambam explains that if you think about Bein Adam L'Chavero, they're rewarded that happened almost automatically. Things that we'll call the peirot. You see, if I'm nice to another person, there's a good chance that they may be nice to me. If I make someone else feel good and feel better, then they'll make me feel good and feel better. They'll make somebody else feel good, feel better. People tend to pass on the kindness. If I'm in a grouchy mood, so I'm going to be grouchy with everybody, but somebody takes away my grouchy mood, then I'm cheerful to everybody. So I help A, who helps B, who helps C. It keeps on going down the line. Those are the peiros of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Before you even get rewarded in the real schar, you just create an atmosphere that's so conducive for living a very pleasant, enjoyable life. The main reward you'll get in Olam Haba, but think about the pleasantness that you get in this world. Rabbi Katz, I think at the Onag, I overheard some of the Sikhad that he was giving. He's talking about how your main focus this year, not your only focus, but your main focus this year is going to be on your learning. To an extent, that's very true. But you can create an atmosphere where your learning can be enjoyable and can be more rewarding. That's by creating, by working just in little things, in tiny little things, about creating a more Bein Adam L'Chaver atmosphere here in MMY. We see from the mitzvah of Shichacha how something simple is being forgetful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower you with blessings. Kal v'chomer, as Rashi points out, if you do something intentionally. So you can do little things that can make a world of a difference. It's late at night, and you try to be just a little bit quieter, because somebody in the apartment may be going to sleep for some reason before 3 a.m. It doesn't take much. Slow your voice a little bit. Just to be a little bit more sensitive to people. If you're running an errand, you're going to buy some fruits and vegetables. How much does it cost you to turn to somebody else in your apartment and say, listen, I'm going to the store. Do you want me to pick something up for you? Or somebody who seems a little bit forlorn and you say, hey, I'm going to the store. You want to come with me? What does it cost? Someone's not feeling well. Sure. Go up, check up on them. They're sleeping, let them sleep. If they didn't come down to lunch, you'd want to bring something up to them. You want to check how they are. So little things. Tiny little things. See something who, someone who doesn't seem to be in such a good mood. And you compliment them on the way they look, what they're wearing. That little thing, a half a sentence, can make a world of a difference. You think it's a nothing. Just like the 5 shekel that fell from your pocket that you didn't want to fall in and only found it, for them it means something. So that little compliment, that smile, to just cheerfully greet people, not at 4 a.m., but you cheerfully greet people and say hi, good morning, etc. Can be contagious, good contagious. And if you do that, then we'll all benefit from the peiros and olam hazeh. The whole atmosphere in MMY can be that more enjoyable, that much more pleasurable. And then everything we do, all the Torah and all our davening, and as we approach the Yamim Noraim, davening intensifies. All that can be so much more rewarding, so much greater. Just because, with a little bit of kavana, just to do a little thing, a little chesed. And even if you regret smiling at somebody the next day, I don't know why you would, you're still going to get reward. So just give a smile. If you're a grouchy person, regret it later. But give people a smile. And then Be'ezrat Hashem will all benefit from the Manya Varechacha Hashem Elokecha B'chol Maaseh Yadecha.